Good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I come to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontarible in Toronto, Ontarible, Canada. Sunday through Thursday at 8:30 in the p.m. I do this show to reveal the COVIDian cult as it is unfolding before us, and who knows how much longer we'll be able to do that. Hopefully for a lot longer. What I do is I bring together my favorite videos and audios of the day that I listen to as I make my way through the world, and I post them on Fakeologist.com and Fakotube.com. Both of those are my sites. And we have a Discord server that is very active. As a matter of fact, there was a big audio chat today. I don't know how much I made and how much I missed, but if you want to join in, fake11.com/Discord, and you can chat with some very intelligent people. I also want to say thank you to two donors, and I will bring them up here on the single amount donations page. Stupid, who tried to donate before, but I guess he had a banking issue. But today he sent me a couple of... who's on the $100 bill? A couple of Benjamins, I think Benjamin Franklin. He sent me a couple of Benjamins, so thank you very, very much, Stupid. I appreciate that immensely. I only check my mailbox here and there. But yeah, you can donate via snail mail, and Stupid was very smart. He used the tinfoil method and sent it in a regular envelope, and I got it. So that's fantastic. So thank you very much, Stupid. And also, I got $50, a grant, from Anonymous. The only identification was Florida. And I think a female wrote the address. No return address, just the postal stamp, cancellation stamp of Florida. And yeah, very nice. I think it might have been Eva from Florida. I know she lives in Florida, and it's female handwriting, I'm pretty sure. So if it was you, Eva, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. And yeah, I've got the best fans, and I'm very grateful for all of those things. Now, the problem is I can't go to the U.S. Well, I guess I could, but maybe I can't because, of course, the border is only for the injected now, so I'll be saving that money. Hopefully it'll be worth something when this is all over. So, but either way, guys, very generous. I might have to turn it into central bank digital currency when the time comes. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. Helps defray some of the costs. And also, of course, thank you to Bing. Another massive donation. October 23rd, Bing. Thank you, 9/11. So generous. And of course, all these fantastic people here on the donors page that give on a monthly basis. So generous. Thank you, guys. All you guys are fantastic. And almost all of you guys are in the chat. I see Dirty Benny in the chat. Hello. Dirty, anytime you want to call in and talk about EGI, please call in. The phone lines are open. I'll put the phone numbers up. And I also will check in into the Discord, and let's see here. I will go into the Verify room. So you heard that noise. So if you would like to join in through Discord, that also works. So we've got phone lines, we've got Discord, two ways to get in touch. Congratulations to Purple Play. She is a Discorder, and she is now a moderator. So what that means is when you go into the Verify room, you'll have to talk to somebody, a moderator, and they will just make sure your voice matches you. That's it. Nothing too dramatic. But Dirty Benny, Dr. one of the commenters, and I could look at the comment if you wanted. One of the commenters was saying he thinks EGI is BS. Why don't we go look right now? If you go to blog and latest comments, you can see all the latest comments. You can subscribe to the latest comments as an RSS feed as well. But what do we got here? Dr. Mindbender. He's not a member here, but he is an anonymous sort of commenter. And he says that EGI, it's a psyop, a rabbit hole mixed with some degeneracy. It's introducing the idea to people that it's impossible. And so you have to click on here to read the whole thing. It's introducing the idea to people that it's impossible, it's possible and even normal. I don't know what that means. And Bongo said, and I didn't have a chance to reply, he said, okay, this is, what are we talking about here? This is, don't take the vax. Maybe I'm replying to the wrong one here. Wait a second here. I guess I replied to the wrong one. Oh, he replied to the wrong one. Oh, never mind. I see. This was yesterday's show, FAK406. And I brought up Bloke Shields. Oh, right. So he's saying he has a friend that was childhood friends with Brooke Shields. Okay, sure. She comes from wealth and met many celebrities. She still has lunch with Brooke a few times a year. The transvestigation stuff is nonsense. No one thinks that maybe this isn't part of the transgender. No one thinks that this isn't part of the transgender? Well, of course it is. How much of this is normalizing? It's a psyop. Yeah, I agree it's normalizing. It's ridiculous. Brooke is 55 years old. The exaggerated features that make her model worthy don't age well. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Dyeing her hair and caking on makeup doesn't help. Okay. No, it doesn't change bone structure. Doesn't change all the things that Michelle Triple X or Double X pointed out. So I replied, ask your friend to ask Bloke if he thinks it's nonsense. I think it's real. From transvestite to fully blown androgyne, this belief won't make it go away. Oh, and that's when he replied to me, no, it's a psyop rabbit hole mixed with some degeneracy. I don't think so. I think it's a real thing, and there are people that have worked with these people. We can see admitted transgender fakers, the ones that do the pullback of the male organ with tape, and they look like females. There's lots of people that look like the other sex anyway. And I would say they're the good starting off point. But I think it goes right down to engineering these people. Taking sperm and egg and then blasting them with hormones. Definitely real. Just how they do it, that's different. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they do it. Yeah, I agree, Dirty Benny. It's good to have the discussions and disagreements. So Dr. Mindbender, or Dr. whatever your name is, call in. Let's talk about it. Yeah, Rachel Levine. That's just a fully blown transvestite. She's ridiculous. Or he's ridiculous. But it's really to just stop people from doing what comes naturally. Building families, making children, that's what life's all about. They don't like that, the people that rule over us. They think humans are scum. They think they're wrecking the earth. And that's why they bring all the scary stories that the earth's going to end, that a virus is going to wipe us all out, life's not worth living, don't bother. That's what it's all about. That's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to destroy the human condition. And so far, it's working pretty well. Really working well, I think. They are really, really disorienting and screwing people up with this bloody coronavirus great hoax reset. No doubt about it. really disturbing and upsetting so many people around the world. They're trying to implode the United States. No doubt about that. All right, let's go to the blog. I posted this video mainly because I wanted to play it into the live stream. And I did a video that shows that you can play these videos, the audio at least, into the live stream when you're on the Discord call. So here's a...
But we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes.
These are FDA guys basically saying that how are we ever going to know how well a vaccine works unless we test it out on the people that we're giving it to, like children. So these guys are just Satanists. It's disgusting. And they're going to go right to 6-month-old soon. And it's pretty gross. Now, I placed this pretty good video. I'm starting to watch Laura Lynn Thompson. She's from a religious channel. She has a lot of good guests. And this is a pharmacist or somebody on Vancouver Island that he's reporting anecdotes. When you run the general store in a small town, it's a central clearinghouse for information. And he's getting lots of evidence anecdotally that people are getting injured or hurt by the quaxine. I have no doubt that a small percentage of these quaxines are hurting and damaging people. I have no doubt at all. And I think the main mechanism for damage is the adjuvant, which is admitted, the aluminum hydroxide that causes microclotting, which causes ischemia, which is the blockage of oxygen to areas of the body, especially end vascular tissue, where they're only serviced by one pipe, one arterial system. And when that gets blocked, the whole area dies. Or on a lesser level, if they're super micro, the blood supply that feeds the nerves, the nerve endings, kills the nerves or damages the insulation of the nerves, and then these nerves short circuit or stop working properly. So that leads to loss of muscle control, whether it be as fully blown as everything below the belt being paralyzed. But I really, really buy into the ischemic model that Dr. Andrew Molden talks about, where his proposal is the aluminum hydroxide is carried by the white blood cells, and those white blood cells, they are excited by any kind of inflammation caused by the toxin. And then they go to these certain areas, block the red blood cells with the oxygen, and that's why certain areas can be extremely effective. Certain organs, it works differently from boys as it does for girls, because boys and girls are built differently and they respond to stress, or they have different inflammation in different areas. And boys become more autistic, especially when they're infants. And girls, they tend to accumulate the aluminum hydroxide and their body stores it or isolates it. But it gets released into the blood later when they start producing relaxin, which is part of their monthly cycle. And that releases and relaxes the toxins out of the areas that they are stored in, because the body has no idea what to do with them. And then that creates an attack on some of their other organs and induces such disease as serious as diabetes, because it kills off the pancreas, because the pancreas is an end vascular territory. And that is a great theory. I really believe it. I'm just looking at this post here. Yeah, oh, I say Lost Spider makes a post. You can leave links when you make comments on FakoTube. I'm going to fix it up. So anyone that's not confirmed their email because of my end problems, Just let me know. I'll verify you on FakoTube. That way you can leave comments. Only verified people can leave comments on FakoTube. All it means is you just have to verify your email address. That's it. Now, getting back to Laura Lynn, she interviewed a couple of really interesting guests. This guy, I think his name is Joseph Conrad. He's a Polish guy, so his real name in Polish is too hard to pronounce. So he adopted a pseudonym. I think it's easier to pronounce. But this guy actually is really interesting. It was actually a really good show. Sometimes you look at the thumbnails and you don't recognize the guest. And you think, I'm not going to listen to it. But then I just click on it and listen, and then the guy makes sense, and he's really interesting, and therefore I start listening. So actually, a really good show with this guy, whatever his name is, Joseph Conrad. Just like this one was interesting. I like listening to average people talk, and that's what I did. So there's two shows that I listened to from her. She does have a lot of religious stuff in her show because she's a Christian. She does talk about many things at the beginning and end and around her guests, but she does a pretty good job. And a Canadian in Vancouver. So well done, Laura Lynn. One of my regular places I go to is Borquagato. Impossible name. That's why I put the link. Just click the link and subscribe to the guy. He is saying, and they've said this before, I think they called it the fourth wave. They said it was going to happen, that the fourth wave would be here in September, October. Now we're almost into November. And that's when they said the hospitals would start filling up. Okay, so they're filling up. Why are so many in the U.S. now so sick? Because this surge is in serious ER presentation does not look like COVID. We have so many problems now with the hospital system, which they're trying to collapse, which it probably needed to be imploded anyway. So the problem is that, A, the hospitals are firing their nurses, so they don't have capacity. And the ones that are still there are working off their feet and they're vaccine damaged, so they're not going to be at top performance. And now the emergency rooms are filling up with vaccine damaged people. Now they call it COVID. We call it vaccine damage. And they're all the problems that stem from ischemia, which can be failure in any part of your body. Your whole body needs blood. And if you block off the arteries, the microcapillaries, you're going to have a million different problems. And as Dr. Bolden said, a CAT scan, MRI, they don't show microclotting. You can only see major clots or major bleeding. But microbleeding, microclotting, you cannot pick it up. I'd love to know how many of these people do, these doctors do the D-dimer test. To look that up, D-dimer test. That is the test that... What does it say here? Okay, that's the D-dimer test is looks for D-dimer in the blood. D-dimer is a protein fragment that's made when a blood clot dissolves in your body. Blood clotting is an important process that prevents you from losing too much blood when you are injured. Normally, your body will dissolve the clot once your injury is healed. With a blood clotting disorder, clots can form when you don't have an obvious injury or don't dissolve when they should. These conditions can be very serious and even life-threatening. A D-dimer test can show if you have one of these conditions. You can detect deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot that's deep inside a vein. These clots usually affect the lower legs, but they can also happen in other parts of the body. A pulmonary embolism, a blockage in an artery in the lungs. It usually happens when a blood clot in another area of the body breaks loose and travels to the lungs. Disseminated intravascular coagulation, DIC, a condition that causes too many blood clots to form. They can form throughout the body, cause organ damage and other serious complications. DIC may be caused by traumatic injuries or certain types of infections or cancer. Stroke, a blockage in the blood supply to the brain. So if you end up in the hospital, since they are refusing to acknowledge that vaccines cause damage, they're not going to look there deliberately. I'd go in and say, listen, I feel terrible. I got the clot shot. Do a D-dimer test immediately on me. And on the audio chat today, we heard one person, I can't remember who it was right off the top, that the person was perfectly healthy, got the injection, started getting blood clots. So the doctor put him on blood thinners, which, of course, dissolve blood clots. But blood thinners are dangerous, too, because they cause other problems. You do actually need to clot your blood, a very fine line between clotting and thinning. Very difficult to maintain a proper balance. But I would go in there, yeah, and say, listen. And if you can't breathe and go into the hospital, this is not medical advice, by the way, go in there and say, don't give me the COVID protocol, because that is a nasty, super deadly thing. And actually, I was corresponding with Mark Friesen's friend, and he's in apparently hospital in Toronto, all the way from Saskatchewan, which is crazy. And he tested positive for COVID, which, of course, there is no test, but they said he had COVID. So I asked her, did he get the COVID protocol, which is the remdesivir, which is then the coma, which is then the ventilator, which is then 54% death rate, or as low as 26%. Whatever it is, it's very high failure rate. Very dangerous, and that's all tied to Fauci and Gilead. They're the ones that own remdesivir. That's a whole thing. You got to listen to that. And I don't know if I link to that guy, but it's Dr. Artis. You type in Dr. Artis Show. Is it the Dr. Artis Show? No, it's the Dr. Artis Show. The Dr. Artis Show. No, that's not it. I'll be okay. Dr. Artis Show. Why don't I just search it like everybody else? There it is. The Dr. Artis with two S's. So this guy seems pretty good. And he was also, actually, I didn't even link to this one. I should have saved this one. This was a good show.
Welcome to the Dr. Artis Show. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and I'm here with...
I don't want that one. I clicked this link. He links it to the wrong one. Well done. Okay. Well, this guy is the one that's going all around the country. I hope he's real. He's the one that is talking about and going after Dr. Fraudsey there. Where is it here? So he linked the wrong one. He was on Laura Lynn as well, so maybe he needs a new web person here. Let's just see if I can find it here. He's on with all the usual suspects, so I think he's okay. But man, he does a lot of shows for a doctor. I guess he's quit and he's just on a world tour debunking Fauci. He seems to be Fauci's arch nemesis right now. But getting back to Bora Quagato, does a pretty good job with his posts. And he goes on and on and on. But basically, oh, I said I have a moratorium on the word basically. No more of that. He's saying that the patients coming in are very sick, more sick than normal. And finally, right down here, what if it's something else? And basically, all these things are related to the quack scene. There you go. It's not such a crazy... Da-da-da-da-da. We know the vaccines cause clotting and cardiovascular issues. There you go. Graphs, more graphs, more details that anyone could possibly want to know. And I see these messages, all the clotting, bleeding, brain bleeds, heart attacks in younger 50-year-olds. Well, guess what? I'm a younger 50-year-old. I don't want any of this crap. I don't want any medical problems. I ain't doing it. I'm not taking the risk. Oh, Northern Tracy, if you're... Northern Tracy just joined the Discord. I think she's been in 100 times before. Let's tell her to click verify Northern Tracy. Maybe she's listening. I didn't even hear, but if you hear a clang noise, that means she joined the verify room. So Northern Tracy, get your mic ready and let's verify you up. DB user is a John LeBond member, and he also is a moderator of a Reddit forum. I'm not on to Reddit right now because it's just too many things to look at. I can't even keep up with my existing contacts. I don't really want to go down another one, but looks like Northern Tracy rolled into the server tonight. So if she wants to get into the verify room, I'll verify her. And thanks for everyone joining tonight. I got 12, 9 people on YouTube. One, oh yeah, there's actually one person on listening in on, what do you call it? Facebook. And one on DLive and one on Twitch. Nobody on Twitter. Used to have someone on Twitter. Dirty Benny said, DB user was excellent on the JLB Outcast show. Yes, he was. It was really good. Really, really good. God, maybe I should put up a paywall if I'm going to get such fantastically smart people. No, I'm not going to do that. But he's John LeBond, no doubt. Some really great users on there. And that was a really good raid there. Steve83 says, the audio sounds great. Did you change your mic or do something different? Maybe I'm just a little closer to the mic. Maybe I'm speaking... Maybe I turned it up a notch. It looks like it's on the same notch. Or maybe, who knows? But nothing has changed that I know of. As long as I'm speaking directly into the mic, then you're going to get good audio. If I turn my head away from the mic, or I'm distracted, or yawning, or drinking water, then all those things make the sound go poorly. But I'm glad that the mic sounds good. I, for one, hate bad audio. And if I have bad audio, please let me know. I will not be offended if my audio is no good. Please let me know. But so far, it sounds pretty good to me. Or I'm glad it sounds good to you, because I don't, I haven't done anything differently. Okay, let us go to the blog again. Let us go to the blog. Yes, leave your money to fakeologists. Bad Saturday. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Lost Spider loves DB user. Lost Spider, you like everyone. Is there anyone Lost Spider doesn't like? I think he's the happiest guy ever. Lost Spider, what a good soul. Let's go back to FakeoTube. What else do I have here? Okay, and this is what I've been telling everybody. Everyone needs to watch every movie about vaccine damage. You really have to get on to the idea that there is no such thing as a safe vaccine. This is a 250-year-old scam that they've been pulling on people because of their ignorance of the nature of illness. So before you go get your vaccine, whatever it is, don't forget, they won't tell you what's in most of it. They'll tell you about the adjuvants, but they won't tell you about at least half of what's in the vaccine, which means you don't get to know what's in it. Now, would you buy something from the store and eat it if you didn't know what was in it? No, you would not. At least your body has a half chance of processing what you put into it if it goes into your mouth, because your stomach and your digestive system is very powerful. Bypass all that by an injection and good luck. But here is a good video. Real or not, I don't know. This one I'm going to say is probably real. But don't forget, this is the Fakeologist show, so everything you have to take with a grain of salt. I didn't look this guy up. This is an old video from 10 or 11 years ago. And Jason Kristoff linked to it. And he's doing very good work. I know he doesn't probably check out any of his links, but for the most part, it seems realistic. And this is somebody who took the polio vaccine 40 years ago. And he's still alive, but completely disabled. And the vaccine allegedly killed his brother and his twin. And this guy made it. And it's just, it's an interesting video. It's in Italian. I think it has subtitles, which you're seeing right now. But it actually just shows the dedication his parents had to taking care of him. And it's actually quite touching. Maybe a Italian filmmaker made this collage. But he put it, "I'm still alive." And if this doesn't get to you, then you may have a heart of stone. He's just telling you his vaccine injury story. And I'm guessing he's mostly paralyzed. Non ci vuole più il mio canto libero. Sei tu. And he's paralyzed, it looks like, from the neck down, because he can't breathe properly. He has an aspirator. And he just goes on showing all his equipment. Again, I don't know what year this is from, maybe 10, 20 years ago. Nasce in mezzo al pianto e si innalza altissimo e va. It might sound better if you understand Italian. E vola sulle accuse della gente, a tutti I suoi retaggi indifferente. I should send it to Simon. He's the only Italian I know. Di vero amore. E in un mondo che liscio nero è, mentre respiravamo. Pero la verdad, clara brilla hoy. Looks like he met the Pope. Y nítida su música. It's kind of strange. Sonó. Nuevas sensaciones, nuevas emociones, se expresan ya purísimas. All right, so that's about 6 minutes. Don't know the story. I don't have any links to the story. If you could find the story, it'd be funny. That'd be interesting. Northern Tracy said polio has always will be a poisoning of the nervous system, vaccinating being one of the ways to do it. Yes, probably. Yes, probably. It's crazy. Crazy stuff. Take a look at that one. You might like that one. What else we got here? I thought that was powerful. That moved me. I'm sure you guys, if you watch the whole thing, it will bother you too. Lost Spider, they don't like the song? Anyway, watch all the videos you can about vax damage, because now everyone has to take a stand. You're being forced. Your hand is being forced. Before, you just did it for your children because the doctors coerced us and we didn't know any better. And the children, they couldn't really tell us. They couldn't tell us what was going on because most children get more of their vaccines before they're really able to communicate. So they can't talk to us. But now we have some actual eyewitness accounts. You're getting vaccinated. Everyone's getting vaccinated. So you can tell what kind of reactions you're having. And people need to really honestly let others know what's happening. Theirs is not reliable. The self-reporting systems, I don't think we can look at them for a very comprehensive log of what's going on. Dr. Artis did say that the Medicaid system in the United States, because they're obviously a government-paid service, they're much more strict, apparently, about logging injury, including vaccine injury. And Medicare, Medicaid does make up a pretty significant amount of all medical care in the United States. And they do have good records. And apparently, they're not public, but if you can get an insider whistleblower, and Dr. Artis says he did get insider information, the injury and death rate is off the charts. And I don't know if he... I don't know if he's getting a lot of views on his Rumble channel. I don't know if he interviewed anyone to that effect. But he has a lot of videos, so I'm subscribed to him now. So now I'm going to start listening to him, because this guy might have some good information. And let me just, what is this 5-minute show here about?
Hi everybody, it's Dr. Artis. This is a very urgent email. I'm not sure if all of you are aware, but in 6 days, October 26th, there's going to be a meeting at the FDA where they're going to be making a decision to mass vaccinate all of our children in America from ages 5 to 11 years old with these COVID-19 shots. There is something I need all of you to do. Can you please give me 5 minutes of your time to submit a comment into a docket on the FDA's website? Below this video is a video that shows you how I submitted my comments and my concerns about this possibility that they might select or agree to vaccinate all of our kids. I have 5 kids and I'm not okay with it, and I know a lot of you aren't either. Please watch this little video below that tells you how to fill out the form. Below that video is a button. If you click that button, it takes you right to the page to get this process started. It doesn't take any more than 5 minutes. We have to get these in over the next 48 hours for them to have time to review, hopefully, the flood of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of comments sent in by American parents, grandparents, who are concerned about these vaccine mandates. Please, pretty please, Dr. Artis is begging you, please submit some comments. Take 5 minutes to do this. We're trying to make this as easy as possible. Watch the video below to see how to do it. I'm Dr. Artis. Be safe and informed. Thank you.
Well, at least you can say he has stake in the game. He's got 5 children, so anyone with children has definitely a greater interest in making sure that the future is somewhat safe and solid. Well, that's something I did not know about Dr. Artis. All right, let's go back to the blog. What time is it? 9:09. Got 20 minutes left. I do 1-hour shows only because, guys, I think more than an hour of listening to anybody is enough. It's enough. It's enough. And what I'm really just trying to do is get people to come to the blog and read this stuff for themselves. This is something from 1996. Basic. It says that vax mandates are unconstitutional in Canada. For anyone that thinks you have to get a vaccination, no, they can't. They can't make it mandatory. They can just make your life miserable. Now, that's a very fine line between mandatory and miserable, but they can't make you do it. Unconstitutional. by their own report. Now, are they going to listen to their own report? Obviously not. But that's just one more piece of information that you should take and consider before you line up for the injection. Henry Macau actually wrote on Andrew Molden. He said he was murdered. Possible. Apparently there were many naturopaths, homeopaths, allegedly murdered. Gabriel says, Andrew Molden sounds like a good and genuine person. It's a shame we only ever learn of some of these great people after they are removed from the scene. I appreciate that he left his career in 2007 to go advocate anti-vaccine messaging. However, I do have to ask what his funding was. I could not leave my career without having saved a lot of money. It is hard to save that much to be able to go do education seminars that probably did not pay anything. Maybe I will learn these details, reading more about him. I think he was selling some distilled water, some products. I think he was into the vitamins. So he probably didn't make millions, but he probably made enough to survive. But I don't know. Xyleflex says he looked up Rational Wiki page on Molden. I don't really know Rational Wiki. And they just do a mudslinging on Molden, yeah. If you don't have an argument, they just discredit and attack the man ad hominem. That's a logical fallacy. And I didn't really see anything substantive arguing against Dr. Molden. He was different. He was definitely a different type of person, for sure. But I also think he was onto something. And there's no way he's ever going to get funding. No way. Don't forget, I have another sub-blog, savechat.fakeologist.com. Anything that I think is really decent, I have enough energy to do, I'll pull it off Twitter and put it on my save chat. Because as we know, Twitter is not your own. It will go away. So this is sort of my own Twitter feed. Here's a comparison between schools and prisons. Obviously, the same thing. The two buildings, the institutions, the cafeteria, the transportation, pretty much look the same. Showing you how powerful Let's Go Brandon is. Let's see if Google is still suppressing Let's Go Brandon. Well, not too much. Well, actually, okay. Not really suppressed here. Well, YouTube deleted a Let's Go Brandon song claiming he had misinformation. We could look on. Okay, so it's on Wikipedia. It looks like it's not being suppressed on straight-up Google searches or DuckDuckGo or... Well, it looks like it's there. Let's just take a bit of look at YouTube and see what they're up to. Can you search for Let's Go Brandon? Let's Go Brandon. Well, looks like you can find stuff. Is this the rap song? I don't know.
Brandon, Brandon, Brandon. Pick the wrong race, bud. But don't worry. We're giving everybody the smoke today. Hey, let's go, let's go, let's go, Brandon. 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 Hey,
NASCAR got him chanting. Hey, let's go, Brandon.
That's no good. What's Salty Cracker talking
about?
Let's
Go Brandon song a big deal. Why is the Fuck Joe Biden song a big deal? Why are these big deals? It's because we're in a brand new era of war. Actually, Jones. Oh, man. This is fucking InfoWars right here. InfoWars.
I don't even have to do a show.
Jones,
I can just
broke
tune
it down really
Salty
well.
Salty Cracker.
In one of these videos over here where he's explaining
people watching
this
him.
New
wow.
type of warfare that we're in is. It's informational warfare. It's meant to attack your brain. And I think he's even pulling up. He's got the documents, boys. Got the documents. Motherfucker's going to turn the frogs gay. And I'll eat my neighbor's lefty ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. Because it's an info war, boys. I got to show you this clip that Crackalactica and Control Saltily put together. It's insane.
I'm going to have to pick up my game if I want 11,000 people watching, but I think I can do what he's doing. I think I could possibly have a go at this talk show business. If that guy has 12,000 viewers, is any of you guys watch Salty Cracker? Is he that good? See, this is the problem. There's so much content out there, and there's so many talented people. My niche would, of course, be the Fakeology niche, which I'm doing now, and just talk about everything with media fakery in mind. I don't know. Could I do it? Pepper posted to the forums. Okay. Let us remind people, Fakeologist forums, which is at least searchable. It's easy to register at Fakeologist forums, too. I can type. And it's fast, and it works, and Pepper is in there. He created a link. And today is Wednesday, October 27th, so let's see. If you're logged in, you will see notifications. And it'll show you all the new topics, etc. And Pepper said he made a post here. Of course, I don't see it right. Oh, here it is. Pepper in the suggestion box. Let's go to the suggestion box. Pepper's idea for one more listening chat. Oh, okay. Suggestion box actually is more for suggesting changes to the site. That's okay. It doesn't matter. I could move it later if I wanted to. But you are recommending a Forrest Moretti interview on Christianity before it was ruined by Christians. Now, a little off my topic. I'll listen to this a bit. Let's just see. I don't hear anything on Spotify. I'm not getting any audio at all.
Welcome to the One God Report podcast. I'm really excited today to have as our guest Sir Forrest Moretti, author of a recently published book called
I generally don't like any podcast that's exclusive to Spotify. I did do a quick search for it. I couldn't find it. Pepper on the internet real quick, but I guess I could look it up. Red Pill Gospel Forrest Moretti. I don't like Spotify whatsoever. I do use it. Oh, Forrest Moretti has a .com. Okay. Okay, it's a book that Forrest wrote. Okay, I had no idea. Okay. Did not know that. Is that his website? What is that? Okay, it's on YouTube. Privacy warning. Okay. Interesting.
But at the back of that story that wasn't public was a Christian story. That was me and my.
All right. Well, maybe I'll listen to that. I might give it a go. I usually stay away from religion. It's not really my biggest interest. But I'll take a look. I'll take a look. Maybe we'll see. Okay. Here's a really. I think I published this before on FakoTube. Concerned parent follows the money. Let me just do a quick search because I might have to delete this. And you can search FakoTube. Concerned parent. Let's see if I've already posted this. Maybe I didn't. This was a fantastic rant, however. It looks like I did not. It's basically... I said basically. I got to stop that. It's follow the money. And I'm going to put this on the blog because this was an epic rant. Listen to a bit.
Right to breathe. I am here to ask this school board two questions. I respectfully reclaim my time for any and all of your responses. I'd first like to say I have done my research. I have your documentation from Johns Hopkins and OSHA that prove that the mask and the PPM that's being caused through the mask, which is, it's science, you know, stuff that people don't want to talk about right now, prove that they're dangerous not only to the adults who are sitting around wearing them, but most importantly to the children. I also have the letter here that was sent to the superintendent talking about the funds that the state of Illinois and the federal government were going to give them. And then I kept on searching and I kept thinking, with all this information about how dangerous these masks are, and then not to mention this experimental gene therapy they're calling a vaccine, why would this school keep doing this? So I decided to follow the money. And I went through report after report after report. And then suddenly, right there in the school letter itself, operational strategy for K through 12 schools, phase prevention, CDC, COVID-19, right here. Completely against the Nuremberg Code of the United States of America, I want to ask you this question to this board. Are you in possession of or slated to receive any state, federal, or private funding and or grants from any entity on the condition of universal masking, vaccine, which I guess, again, is experimental gene therapy, or any other COVID-related protocols for staff or students in the entire Vandalia, Illinois school system? Yes or no?
Follow the money.
It is a yes or no question. Are you receiving any funds under those conditions or aren't you? Or are you slated to receive them if you don't have them now? Which
can't
right here
hear.
Says universal masking, universal vaccine coming. Right here, this is the rules you're following, and I have the letters to show it. I'd also like to inform you that I am aware that the state of Illinois received $5,054,988,054 for their COVID-related, right here. This here. County, or this here school system, just the Vandalia school system, for complete full compliance gets $750,647. And they said it's $3,946.91 per student. That same CDC paperwork right here states all students have access to learning, all students, not just the disabled who say they can't wear a mask, or not just the ones who are disenfranchised, but all students are entitled to it, who have common sense, and then the parents who have the common sense to do their own medical research and say, no, I'm not going to do that to my kid. That's not healthy for him.
Anyway, it was a pretty good rant. It's on FACOTube. You can listen to the rest of it. It's about 6 minutes. Highly recommended. Always the women that are really saving this world, obviously. Men are de-bald, demasculated, whatever the case. They are not stepping up like the women. Don't think I posted this one either on FACO, on Fakeologist.com. So make sure you go right to FACOTube. Go right to FACOTube if you want some good stuff. This is on Sir Francis Galton, the father of eugenics. And one thing that's going on now, the eugenicists are in control. They always disguise themselves as trying to help people, but eugenicists, eugenics have gone back, go back a long way. Take a listen to this history. It's really low audio.
Eugenics originated in England with the work of Francis Galton. He studied traits and family lines and began the nature versus nurture debate. He focused on twins to answer the question of what was more powerful, heredity or environment. He proposed positive eugenics, encouraging the reproduction of eminent men and their families, whose accomplishments he had tied to the progress of civilization. He cautioned against drawing premature and harmful conclusions from his work, but like his cousin, Charles Darwin, his work was used as justification for some of the greatest crimes in history. Negative eugenics is the application of means to discourage the breeding of the unfit, including anti-race mixing marriage laws, segregation, sterilization, and euthanasia. Eugenics is not a true science, and though it is dressed up in mathematics to give it legitimacy, it has much more in common with the quack science of phrenology. Phrenology was the study of the size and shape of the human head to determine intelligence and character. The industrial age had thrown millions of people off the farm and into the city to work in low-paying factory jobs. The sheer scale of the problems of mental illness, alcoholism, and crime seemed overwhelming. Added to this, millions of Eastern Europeans and Italians came to America and made the native population uneasy. They were viewed as bad stock compared to the more Nordic types.
Oh, Northern Tracy, hello.
Waves of immigration from
hello?
Asia.
Oh, hi, Northern Tracy. It's the ecologist here. I see you're already verified.
Mathematics to give it legitimacy.
Yeah, it automatically verifies me.
Phrenology.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. How are you? You're actually live on the air. What I do is when I'm doing a show, I also...
millions of people off the farm and into the city to work in...
Oh, I think you're listening to my show now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's funny, because now I hear it. Okay, there's a few-minute delay there. Okay, that's cool.
Shall I pause it?
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to pause it, otherwise it's going to confuse the you-know-what out of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Closed.
Yeah. Okay, so DB user must have verified you. Okay, that's why I'm all mixed up. So someone else verified you, but that's cool.
Yeah, I have a lot of trouble with Discord. I've tried to get on there before, and it didn't ask me to log in. It just asked me to claim my account, and I've already got an account. So I ended up going around the houses trying to find my old account.
Right,
so I
yeah.
I found it eventually.
Well, what? Yeah, what? Yeah, okay. You only have to... What happens is you get an account at Discord, and then that's your account everywhere you go. Now, there are many, many different Discord servers, so you don't have to log into the server with a new account. You just use that account everywhere. But you have to join a server, and most of them... You don't have to do anything to join. You have to get into it with an invite code. On the Fakeologist one, we just have a verify where we want to make sure who you are. And then we verify you manually. But yeah, you only ever have to log into your Discord once. And if you forget your login, then just use the old reset password trick that you would do other thing.
I write all my logins in a book. I've got them all in an address book, so I don't lose my login details.
Okay.
It's just I don't know how to use Discord, and you go onto your page, and there's all these different rooms.
Yes.
And I'm clicking on the rooms, and there's nothing in there that I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, what we have is we have audio rooms and text rooms. The text rooms are under verified text, and they just have text in them. So they have people leaving messages, links, discussions. In the off-air chat rooms, those are areas that you can click and talk to other people. For instance, if you look in room 11, Diogenes and Stupid are talking. I have one.
Yeah, I can't look in any rooms because now I'm on the room where I just chat to you, and I don't know how to get back.
Well, you got to click on the very left of Discord all the different Discord servers that you might be on.
Fakeologist.com.
Right. So
click on that one.
If you click on that, it'll bring up all the rooms in the next column or all the text channels. Now,
so you know when you're watching your video, your live video, and there's all the comments at the side, how do those people comment at the side of the live video?
Okay, well, FakoTube is completely different from Discord. It's a completely separate platform. Now, yeah, they're completely unrelated. FakoTube, to comment on that, you need a FakoTube login.
I've got one.
Okay, so then if you are logged in, then you should be able to chat. You just click the chat window, and you can type something. So that is a separate platform that I have. It's separate from Discord completely. But I allow people to connect to me via Discord, and that's what you did. So that way you're actually on the show. You can't get on the show at the moment through FakoTube because it's just a broadcast system. Actually, I think there might be a way in the future, but I haven't even thought about it because there's obviously a million other ways to connect. So you got the phone number, but you found the best way, Discord, and you got on. So you're on. You're good. You're golden.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You know the Dukes of Dents that I sent you?
Mm-hmm. The Dukes of Dents.
It was a cartoon story for children.
Okay. Yes, I think I saw that.
Yeah, you posted it, but you never mentioned anything about it. I just wondered what you thought of it.
Did I put it on FakoTube?
It was on there, yeah. Let me look. It didn't get much interest.
Dukes of, let's see here. You know, we're going through so much material right now. It's really hard to keep up here.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Here it is. We'll play a bit.
The Dukes of Dents. Not long ago, in the district of Dents, a strange little place inside a square fence, there lived two old miserly men, the Dukes of Dents. Now, as with most Dukes is often the case, both of these Dukes were crooked in the face. And they owned a massive, miserly machine database.
Now, that's Space Busters. Do you know the guy, or is you just found him on the internet?
Yeah, I do know the guy. And I did all the illustrations for that.
My God, that's a ton of work. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I've been working on it. I worked on it through most of the lockdowns.
That's amazing. Okay.
And I didn't explain it to you at the time. I just thought I'd send it to you. But it's my work. The pictures are mine, and I've got a couple of voiceovers in it.
Whose story is it? Spacebuster?
It's Steve, the Spacebuster guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. Wow, he's got a great narrative voice.
Yeah, I loved his. That's what I liked about him at the start. I used to watch his videos. But the other guy has a nice voice as well, the English guy.
There's another guy in this video?
No. Yeah, he's in the video too. But he's got an English voice. Whereas Steve's American.
Yeah, I think I follow Steve. He's on Spacebusters on BitChute, I think.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's on Odyssey too.
Does he? He has some huge documentaries, I believe.
Yeah. He's mentioned me in a couple of his documentaries as well.
How does he do them? They must take forever.
Yeah, I think they do. And he doesn't have a proper job, I don't think. He plays in a band.
But man, his videos are really, why can't it find it? Space Busters. BitChute has a terrible search engine. It finds space busters, but not space buster. It's not very good. Okay, here it is. Yeah, he's huge. Okay, he does a video every month. Okay. Yeah, so he's got your Dukes of Dents. Got 3,300 views on.
So if that's really popular, he's going to do more. And I'm going to do the illustrations again, and we're hoping to do books eventually, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But since I finished that, I've been doing more translations for Stefan Lanka.
Yes. We're
translating a few of his papers because he's trying to get the SARS-CoV-2, trying to prove that it doesn't exist.
Right.
Like everyone else is doing, but he wants to do it in court.
Well, he won. You pointed out that he won the measles thing, and
oh yeah,
and nobody knows about that. We know about it in our community.
I've just finished. That's why I'm up late. I mean, it's 2:30 here in the morning. I've just finished translating his article about the measles trial.
Right.
It's really interesting. There's stuff in there that I didn't know about the laws that were changed and things. And
yeah.
I can't release it till John gives me the go ahead, but it's all ready to go.
Who's John?
Finished. Oh, he's another guy who's works with us on the virus fraud thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's Swedish, and I do the translation, and he does all the making it look pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, virology is dead. No measles isolated virus in case law. I posted that on my blog, reblogged your post.
Yeah, that was the translation I did the other day. But I've been working on two more since that one. Two longer ones that are going to be very interesting.
Yeah, your most interesting stuff was that podcast you did with that Kraz Files. Those were really interesting posts that you did. They really got me following your stuff. I thought it was really easy to follow. Whereas
what everybody loves, those three ones. But I got to the fourth one, which was the one about amino acids and genetics.
Right.
And it got quite complicated, that one, and long, and I had bronchitis, so I had a bad cough. So what we normally did was I would Skype him. And then we would record me just reading my articles, and then he'd make it into a show.
Right.
But every time I tried reading it, I did a practice run. Every time I tried reading it, I'd just start coughing, and it would just have been awful. So what I did was I recorded it myself using microphone, and I just recorded paragraphs. Like one paragraph at a time, so that I could have lots of water to drink while I was doing it. And then I sent him all these short sound files, and they were in the wrong format, so I had to change that. And then I sent him the pictures that I wanted to go with it, and he just never got round to putting it all together.
Oh, boy.
So that's why I haven't done another one of the Kraz files. It's all down to him, really.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that was a while ago, huh?
Yeah, that's been up on my blog for quite a while. But everyone keeps asking me to do an audio version. People seem to like the sound of my voice, God knows why.
Well, it's the information that I'm after. It's you make it sound simple, which is really important. Because Stefan Lanka, because he's German, with the accent. He speaks much better English now than he used to, but it's not the easiest listen, I must say. He's not exactly,
It helps that I used to speak fluent German.
Oh, wow.
Because I lived in Vienna for 3 years when I was about 21.
Wow. And you picked up German that fast?
Yeah, I was fluent in two years, actually. But I've lost a lot of it because I don't practice. But because I know how Germans speak, I can do the translations better than someone who doesn't speak English.
Sure. Where are you in Dublin now? Where do you live now?
No, I'm on the west coast of Ireland.
Oh, okay.
The wild bit.
Right. I don't know Ireland very well, even though my family, one branch is from County Cork.
Oh, yeah, my granddad was from Cork.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's got relations in Ireland, though, haven't they?
We're all Canadians,
we've all got a bit of Irish blood.
Mm. Well, Canada, for sure. The British pushed a lot of Irish over here. They weren't exactly slaves, but they may as well have been.
Yeah. I was just reading about the Irish slave trade the other day.
I was watching the video of it. I actually forgot where I saw it, and I wanted to put it up on the blog because most people don't realize that the Irish were brought over to the Caribbean for the British to help harvest. And actually, it came to my mind because Colin Powell, they call him Colin. I don't know why they call him Colin, because he's not a intestine. But I didn't know, but I guess I sort of knew, but his parents were Jamaican. It makes you ask, why would a Jamaican name their child Colin? Because that's an Irish name. But then I thought, well, I'm sure there was probably a lot of Irish a few generations back.
It's an English
back.
Name as well.
Oh, okay.
Colin's a very English name rather than Irish, I would say.
Oh, okay. I for some reason just made me think of Ireland, Irish, but okay, that's fine.
I've only ever known one Colin in my life, and he was definitely English.
Oh, okay. I was probably thinking of some Irish actor.
It's kind of a nerdy name.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nigel.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so what do you think of this, now that I have you on the line, what do you think of this COVID cult? Do you think this has any chance of going away, or are we goners because of the public's profound ignorance of what makes us sick?
Well, it's really hard for me for me to gauge it because where I live, I don't see that many people.
Yeah.
And the ones I do see, they don't seem to give a fuck about it, basically.
Yeah.
I've been out a couple of times into town to go for a meal, and we got stopped at the door and we couldn't get in because we didn't have vaccine passes.
Ah.
But then we just went down to another restaurant that we know, that's a Mexican one, and they don't care about anything. You don't have to wear a mask. They don't ask you for a pass. So it all just depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
It's basically like it's been split down the middle. Some people are totally into it and totally going along with it, and others are just ignoring it. And so some are just going along just for the sake of a bit of peace. I think a lot of people wear the masks just because they don't want to be told off.
Yeah, they don't want conflict. I'm kind of that way myself.
But most people here just wear them on their chins. They don't even wear them properly.
Right. Yeah, you know? I guess it's just it's just there for emergency use only. Just pop it up in case you get some a-hole. But where I live in Toronto, of course, we're the epicenter for a mega city. We're the epicenter for public health, because that's where the Canadian version of Johns Hopkins is located in Toronto, so they have many, many people on the payroll here to make sure it works. Because if it doesn't work in Toronto, they can't get it going here. It's not going to work anywhere in Canada. It has to work here. They have to get everyone on the passport. It's just an absolute requirement. Yeah,
I don't think I could ever live in a city again.
Yeah.
I was living in London, central London, originally, but that was about 10 years ago. And I was living in a house just like a normal city dweller.
Yeah.
And I just had to get out. I could see it starting to change back then. And I decided to sell up and I bought a boat. And I went and lived on a boat on the river.
Oh.
For five years. Which was, it was really cool because you're in the middle of a city, but it feels and looks like you're in the countryside. Depending on where you are. I mean, even in central London, it's a lot prettier than on the street.
Right.
Being on the river. But then it started to go downhill even there. Because there's a trust that's in charge of the canals. And they started making loads more new rules, just like it's going on the streets. And it just got more and more unbearable. And I thought, oh, I'm out of here as well. So I came over to Ireland. It's a lot more relaxed here.
Are you English or Irish?
I'm English. My mother was Irish.
Oh, okay.
Irish descent. She was a Cassidy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
There was
I always used to tell people that I was related to Butch Cassidy.
Right. We had a Michael Cassidy here that was in charge of the communists in Canada. And his son is a very odd person and contacted me. And he was actually hostile because I actually said I wouldn't mind interviewing him because he was soliciting interviews in some way. So I said, yeah, come on my show and tell me your story because he wanted to talk about how the communists had taken over Canada and his dad was an integral part of it. So I thought that might be interesting because, of course, that's what's happening now.
Uh-huh.
But he just whacked out on me. He just went very cuckoo on me, so I said I better stay away from this guy. I think he's not all
maybe
there.
Maybe he's a bit paranoid.
Yeah, I think so. I think he even said that. He was almost belligerent on the phone to me, so I just said, listen, it's okay, we don't have to talk, maybe some other time. But yeah, that's my Cassidy story.
Weird.
Yeah,
family was very weird.
You type in his name, Michael Cassidy. I remember him from the, we have a very left-wing party that he was in, let me look here. Maybe he's not here. Michael Cassidy, NDP. Here it is. Michael Cassidy. And here it is. Looks like he's still alive. Born in 1937. Anyway.
I wonder if I'm related to him as well.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's 84 now. Interesting. Yeah, and apparently his son was just peeking in on what was going on, and he basically said this guy's a commie, and our first Trudeau in Canada was also a communist. In the same party, and then he got promoted by the powers that be, and they said, move a little bit towards the middle, and we'll promote you, and they promoted him. And the rest is history. And that was sort of the beginning of putting Canada into more of a globalist country, where the point is that countries and their resources are not for the people of that country. They can't be for the country. They have to be for the world. Share the resources.
Yeah.
That's really what this whole communitarian globalist agenda is all about. As soon as anyone is the slightest bit nationalist, they derail them and get rid of them and promote their people. Mm-hmm. It's quite the power structure we're living in, and now they've laid bare. Now they're out in the open. They're not hiding.
Politics. I gave up on politics years ago after Tony Blair. He did it for me. That was the last time I ever voted. I'm ashamed to say that I voted for him, but I was only young, so that's my excuse.
Yeah,
I only voted for him because he said he was going to ban fox hunting. So I said, okay, I'll do that. I'll vote for him then.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything else good.
Yeah, I know. I have mixed emotions
about
it. He's
the head of the New World Order rubbish, isn't he?
Who's that?
Tony Blair.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely. He's another one of these chosen people that are probably a Rhodes Scholar, and they're just all promoted as long as they have a little bit of ambition, a little bit of psychopathy. And they're promoted, definitely. They work for the elite who just want this integrated one-world system, which is much more simple to conduct as a business. All countries are businesses and corporations, and they want them integrated. They don't want borders. I think the biggest thing they want is the free movement of labor.
Yep.
And they
want the cheap labor, don't they?
Yeah, and they want it to move closer to the resources, so they don't need these things called countries in the way that might not like the idea of hundreds of thousands of people coming in and just doing the work that they might not want to do or might not want to do for that wage. So it's definitely a race to the bottom. That was the name of another podcast in Canada that I was listening to, Race to the Bottom. I thought it was a great name.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was just a few Canadian guys that were doing a podcast. There's an infinite number of podcasts out there. But yeah, you've done some really great work on your blog. And why is it called Northern Tracy with millions of numbers after it?
Well, because it's not a website. What happened was I had some notes that I'd written for Facebook. Just, you know, my own stuff and some things that I'd started translating of Lanka's. So I had them on this thing that was called a note on Facebook.
Oh, I see.
And they were quite hard to find. They were quite personal. But I used to use them to post as an answer on a comment or something because it takes time to write long-winded comments and answers. So I'd just make a note and then post it off. But then Facebook decided to get rid of them. So I just thought, well, I've got some good writing here that I want to keep some research. So I moved it all. I got myself a WordPress.
Right.
And I moved all of the best stuff over onto there just for me, for my personal use. And then I just started writing more. And then I did the podcasts and it got really popular. But I don't see why I should have a personal website. I'll just leave them on there. It's just like a blog.
Yeah, well, it is your website. I was just wondering what the number signified, but I guess that's...
I don't know, that's what they gave me.
Yeah, that's probably what Facebook gave you. And then you just transferred it over.
No, that's what WordPress gave me.
Oh, I see.
When I asked for a site on WordPress, that's what it gave to me.
Well, be careful that you back it up because WordPress censors too. So make sure you back it up.
I always post everything now onto blockchains so they can't get deleted.
Well, how do you do that? I don't know how to do that.
I've got a Hive account, which I'm leaving soon because they're censoring now.
Really? I couldn't get on the Hive. They were making you jump through 1,000 hoops.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. But you actually get paid crypto for writing on there.
Okay.
which is quite good. I've got some crypto stored up now, but now it's all gone to pot on Hive and everyone's moving, so we're all moving to something called Blurb.
Blurb, okay.
Yeah, Blurb. That's the new, all the Hivers that don't like Hive anymore are moving over there. So I've got to wait for all my money to be taken out of Hive, and apparently it takes months. They do it a little bit at a time.
I'm just looking up Blurb. Is it blurb.com?
I think it's Blurb.
Make your book.
Oh, Blurt. Blurt.
Okay.
B-L-U-R-T.
Okay. Well, you're teaching me some new site here. I always like new sites. No, that doesn't work.
It's almost exactly the same as Steam it was and Hive. It looks exactly the same, but it's a different platform. And they've promised that they're not going to censor anything. So all the truthers are going over there now.
Blurt.blog. Okay.
Yeah, there's blurt dot lots of different endings. It's all weird. I don't really understand the blockchain thing. I'm still learning, but once you've done a few bits on it, you can work your way around it. I don't understand crypto, but I've got some.
Well, there's nothing really to understand.
Do with it.
There's nothing really to understand about it.
Well, I'm just using it at the moment to pay for writing on there, basically. Like, you have to pay every time you write anything, but then when people click on your writing and like it, you get paid for that as well. So you end up with crypto anyway for doing not a lot.
Yeah. Well, my advice, I'm against the middleman, period, because there's no need for any middlemen anywhere, unless you're really technically not capable. But it, like anything else, you'd be better to pay some. If you don't know how to set up your own blog on your own space, then just pay someone a small amount of money to do it for you. And then...
Yeah, I have a friend who could probably do it for me, but she's busy.
There's no... Well, you can pay anybody through all the servers. There's a million places where you could just pay
Well, she owes me 1,500 euros, so...
Well, she better do it.
She should do it for free.
But really, just get your own website like Fakeologist and then just put a link to pay you directly. Forget these middlemen, because you just said yourself how you're going to get the money off of this other platform. And forget crypto. Cryptos are fine, a couple of them, but just take good old-fashioned whatever you can use to buy groceries. That's my opinion. So,
I don't really write enough stuff to have my own website, though.
Yes, you do.
I don't write that much.
Well, you do, because the main thing, you don't have to write lots of stuff. You just have to write enough that it doesn't get deleted down the road. That's all.
I'm not really bothered. I know where I can put it where it won't get deleted.
Right. Okay.
I'm not really worried about that. I'm not that important.
Well, actually, you have some good stuff, some of the best stuff on viruses that really needs to be read, for sure.
Well,
I think it's good.
Thank you.
And everyone should read it.
I wrote it because everyone else that was writing about it was writing it so like technically that most people couldn't understand it and they would just click off. They wouldn't even read it. So I tried to make it more readable to normal people who don't know anything about viruses and germs. That's all I was doing. And it worked. People did like it and they did get to understand it as well, which was what I wanted. I just want people to understand. It's not that difficult to understand if you use the right words and not all the big words that they use. Because basically all they're trying to do is confuse everybody. They use all that language because there's nothing behind it. They can't prove any of it, so they use the language to confuse people and so they won't understand it.
Now, I'm just reading.
Quite clever, really.
Just reading your blog post called, so what are people dying from now? And you've got the Fauci remdesivir paragraph in there that we're hearing a lot about now.
So see, I really good. Didn't write any of that. So I just, I put it together, but I just took all the info that I could find from different places. And I grabbed the stuff that I could understand and that made sense to me, because there's a lot of rubbish going about at the moment, but ivermectin and stuff like that. But I just like copy and pasted a load of stuff together I think I maybe wrote a few lines of that, but that's a really popular one as well because there's a lot of information in it. That's all it is.
Right. Oh, James Fetzer wrote this one, and he got it from Dr. Artis. Okay, I get you. Yeah, that's where you grab this clip from. It's good that you put the links. Yeah. Anybody would just get overwhelmed by this. It's so much technical stuff. You got to be a full-time researcher to try and get through this stuff because it's deep, deep, deep,
well,
deep.
I've been reading about vaccines since 1985 or 6. I started reading about it when I was pregnant with my first child.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I know so much about it. I've got a big head start. Most people who are looking at it have only just started looking at it now because of COVID, because of these jabs. The irony is they're not even vaccines. You know, it's a completely different thing that they're doing. They're just calling them vaccines because they're riding on the reputation.
Yeah.
And the legal get out clause that they've got for vaccines. Yeah. That's all they're calling it vaccines for.
Right. The get out of jail free card that's associated with them, yeah.
It's got nothing to do with vaccinating what they're doing.
So I'm guessing you didn't vaccinate your children?
No. My first child, when you're young and you've just had your first child, you're a bit naive and a bit scared and you think everybody knows what they're doing. And I went to this well clinic thing that you're supposed to take your baby to have it weighed and stuff to make sure it's all healthy and going along. And I'm just thinking, oh, they're just going to weigh him and measure him and stuff like that. But then they got the bloody needle out and said, right, I think he's due for his first vaccination.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, no, you don't. You're not sticking no needles in my baby. And they didn't even tell me what it was. I was like, what is it? What's in it? And they said, look, we'll just give him one then. We'll give him the diphtheria because they can die from that. And I said, no, I'm not having a needle in him. So in the end, there was three of them all standing round me, bullying me.
Mm.
And they said, we'll just give him it orally. We'll put it in his mouth. So I let them put these drops in his mouth of diphtheria, and he was never the same.
Oh, for God's sake.
He started screaming and wouldn't sleep, wouldn't settle, and then I had to call a doctor because he was so sick. And he looked in his throat and he said, oh, he's got tonsillitis.
Ah, wow.
And I was like, well, that's weird. And I went to the library because this was before
the
internet.
Yeah.
I went to the library to look up diphtheria, what it was. And guess what it was?
Tonsillitis.
Tonsillitis.
Right.
So they'd just given him tonsillitis. And he just kept getting it, and they'd give him antibiotics, and he got it again and again. And my sister had very bad asthma all her life. So I knew what asthma looked like, and I swore blind he had asthma. Every time the doctor came, I'd say, he can't breathe, he's got asthma. And he's not, no, it's just his tonsils that's blocking his air pipes. But it turned out, in the end, he did have asthma.
Right, which is caused by vaccination.
He's fine now. He's 34 now, and he's fine. I put him on a very healthy... I gave up on the doctors after that, and I went to a naturopath, and they put him on a special diet. He couldn't have dairy.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't eat meat anyway, so basically... We went vegan.
Right.
Because of his asthma.
Really?
Yeah.
I only had asthma because my mother had cats. And I was really allergic to them. And when I moved out, it went away.
Yeah, well, yeah, Charlie was allergic to cats as well. Usually that's one of the things that triggers the asthma is cats.
Yeah, it's just all their dander. They're full of dander, and you just breathe that in.
I think it's something to do with an ingredient in the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree. Well, it's whatever you're anaphylaxized by, because vaccinations are just cause anaphylaxis. I think
Funnily enough, my sister swears it's not the fur, and she knows what she's talking about because she is asthmatic. She said it's to do with their saliva.
Mm.
And this paper that I just translated tonight, one of the ingredients that they used in the growing of the measles, in inverted commas, virus, was some cat spit.
Huh.
This is the funny dot connecting that happens with me, because it's funny that you should mention that, and I've just been writing that, and I've only just clicked that my sister said it was to do with the cat spit. So where where did she get cat spit injected into her? It's in the bloody vaccine.
That's where
it is.
It's the bacteria probably that's in cat spit. I think actually there's a Twitter guy called Cat Turd or Cat Somebody. And at the top of all his posts is something about Transmodia, whatever the name of the bacteria is that's in cats. It's obviously... fine for cats, but
no,
it's toxic
to
humans.
It's not the bacteria.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with bacteria. That's going back to germ theory again.
Mm, okay.
It's a protein in the spit,
right,
that they've got in the vaccine, and you are anaphylaxitized to it.
Okay, gotcha.
But you know what? Your sound's gone really... You sound like you're underwater.
Oh, am I still sounding badly?
Yeah, it sounds like you're underwater or you're like a robot on Doctor Who.
Yeah. Well, my connection's pretty solid here, so maybe it's your end. But it is actually, I usually only do an hour on the show.
Yeah.
So this one's gone long. It's late. Well, why don't you call back? If you want to call back tomorrow at 8:30 my time. And we can keep talking, because now that we've got the connection, that'd be fantastic. I like your stuff, and you have a common sense attitude towards explaining it, and that's the kind of stuff I like. So you corrected me on the bacteria to protein. I think you're totally right on that. So why don't you check in tomorrow at 8:30, and we'll just talk about some of your stuff. And, really need to get people talking about only one thing, vaccines, that they're poison.
Yeah.
They always have been. And, unfortunately, one of the members at Fakeologist Discord, he's a young guy, and he just succumbed to getting it because he wanted to go to school. and they wouldn't let him in. So I said all my hard work that I've been trying to help you with, you just gave up, which is too bad. I understand the pressure. It's monumental. It's monumental, the pressure they're putting on young people.
Well, the thing that I always say to people is, whatever it is that you want, if you have the injection because you want that, you'll end up with neither.
You got it.
You won't have your health, so you won't be able to go to school because you'll be in a bed.
Yeah, or dead.
Yeah. You'd be dead. You won't have your health, so you won't be able to fly on holiday. You won't be able to go to football. You won't be able to go to the pub, school, nothing.
Yeah. Do you really think this is an all-out plan just to kill off a good chunk of humanity right now, more than before?
They don't seem to be dying quick enough. I don't know what's gone wrong, but I've heard that. I don't know what the percentage is, but a percentage of the vials have got nothing in them.
Yeah.
They're saline.
That was O'Looney.
How many people are getting saline solution?
Well, he was saying 85% because that allows for this idea called advocacy. If you got 85% getting saline, then they'll advocate for the vaccine because they'll say nothing happened to them. And then the 15% that do get the poison.
I think it's more like 50%.
50, okay.
50 or a third is saline, I would say. Because don't forget, not everybody's had the jab as well.
That's true.
And they've spread it out quite a lot. People are still getting it now.
Yeah. Everyone in my family, outside of my immediate family, they've got it. That's why when I hear high percentages, I tend to believe it, because everyone I know in my family's got it, except my immediate family, which I forbid.
And none of them have got sick or died yet.
Well, not that I know. I don't know if none of them have died. I don't know if any of them have really gotten sick. We don't talk on that level anymore because of the division, the schism that it's created in all families. And I don't know if people that do get sick are going to even A, tell you, or B, make the connection.
Yeah.
Because
we should carry this conversation on tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, thank you.
Well, I can't hear you anymore.
Okay, we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, take care, Tracy.
See you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, well, there goes Northern Tracy. And, yeah, we went a little too late, but she's a very interesting personality. And I hope you enjoyed it. Go to my blog, fakeologist.com, and just search Northern Tracy, because her blog is Northern Tracy number, all kinds of numbers, .wordpress.com. But we were super late. So thanks for listening, and if you like the show, fakeologist.com/donate. And if you don't want to donate, just send me an email that you heard the show. Be most grateful to hear from anyone and everyone. And that looks like it. I'll just post up the slide that says the donate. Yeah, thanks so much for everyone joining. Northern Tracy, we'll try and get her on tomorrow in place of Marcus. Marcus was going to come on tomorrow, but he could not make it. He's not going to be able to make it tomorrow. And finally, Skate and Destroy said, I can attest to cat saliva making you sick. I spent 4 days in the hospital from a cat bite once. They called it cellulitis. Well, that's just when your body starts attacking its own self. But yeah, I think she's right that they use a cat protein or a protein common to the cat in the vaccination to cause a response. And that makes you anaphylactic to the protein that the cat has. So if it bites you or even licks you or even shakes its fur at you, it will cause an autoimmune response, which is what asthma and allergies are, responses to anaphylaxis. I think that's right. All right, everybody, have a great night. Take care. Bye-bye.